A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Can we just play the clip of you on BBC Radio Norfolk one more time?
Nothing is getting done. Dog. Sorry, there's a dog going after me. I don't know what to do.
Everything okay, Dan? You sound like you're being mauled by a...
Sorry.
That was Dan on BBC Radio Norfolk getting chased by a dog.
It's actually BBC Radio Suffolk.
Great to hear that on the podcast again this week. And the reason that I'm playing that is that I've got an announcement, but I need to go into a different room. So just give me a second.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Okay, so I'm now in my lounge, and Dan, I have an announcement for you. My boyfriend and I obviously like really love each other, and we decided recently that we wanted to invite someone else into our relationship. So I'm going to introduce you now to Hugo. Say hello to Hugo!
Why have you brought a dog?
Say hello to Dan. Do you like him?
No. Is it real?
What do you mean, is it real? Yes, he's
real. Well, I can't tell, can I? Honestly, can't tell whether it's a real dog
really?
Or some novelty
no,
toy or something.
No, he's real. He's real.
Why have you done that?
Because we really wanted a dog. What do you mean, why?
I don't know. For someone who claims to never have any time on his hands to do anything, it feels like quite a drain on your time.
Wow.
If nothing else.
I'm glad you like my baby. Will you give him a hug when you meet him?
No. I did have a... I had a massive argument on Twitter with someone about dogs last week.
What about?
Well, someone was saying that she wasn't able to have a dog in her property because someone had vetoed it in the building. And I basically said, well, yeah, I would do that if I was that person.
Okay, wow. I'm getting...
Well, actually, no, I didn't say that. I said reluctantly I wouldn't object because you just end up falling out with people. But the second that you do that and you allow dogs in the building... You're essentially opening the floodgates. Next thing you know, Carol Baskin's moved in.
Hello, all you call cats and kittens.
A gay and a non-gay.
As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you need to use LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/hardwork. That's linkedin.com/hardwork to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey. We've had loads of good reaction to last week's episode, Dan. I think we need to do a new feature, things that Dan thinks are gay.
Things that Dan thinks are gay. Things that Dan thinks are gay. He's on the wrong track, baby. Things that Dan thinks are gay. Things
again, that Dan again, James, it's not. I'm not saying that I think that these things are gay necessarily.
That's right, sorry. Things that Dan thinks people think are gay. Things that Dan thinks... Right. I think we'll call that a day.
Welcome along to Things That Dan Thinks People Think Are Gay.
Is poetry gay?
So the point I want to ram home here is that I really, really, really don't think for one second that it is. Unfortunately, people do think that. And it's awful that they think that because it stifles creativity and young people's drive. And people don't write poems because they do think it's gay. And I do think that's awful, but people do think that, don't they?
I'm just so exhausted by you being so woke all the time. But yes, I agree with you fully, and you are right. It is a shame that people think it's gay. But again, are you sure you don't think it's gay?
No. And actually, I used to do poetry at school.
Sorry, what? You used to do poetry?
Why would I not?
Did you really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh my God, why?
What do you mean, why?
You're not in touch with your feelings at all.
No, that's something that you say that isn't actually true.
Tell me about your poetry, please.
So, ironically, I was a poet and James wasn't aware of it.
That's literally not the joke. If you're going to say it, you need to commit to it, Dan.
No, but I don't.
You can't just fob it off halfway through and go, oh, actually, that sounds really lame. If, ironically, Dan's a poet and I didn't know it.
So yeah, no, I did used to do it at school and bizarrely ended up writing this poem that then got published in a book. And it's sort of about Van Gogh. Now,
you wrote a poem that was published in a book about Van Gogh.
I wrote this poem that's in this book of like young poets from Sully Hole or whatever, but and I don't think
poets from Sully Hole. You're not a poet.
Well, yeah, that's why I was struggling to think of another way of putting it because it, it's
right, so how
it
old,
is.
How old
I'm
were you
fully
when you wrote...
fully aware it's pretentious as hell to refer to yourself as a poet.
It's not pretentious.
Yeah, of course
it's deluded.
It is. Of course
it's
it is.
Deluded.
But the fact is, it was published, and therefore, by definition, it is what it is. I guess I was 10, 11, something like that.
Okay. Wow.
Anyway, I'm not really that bothered by paintings and whatnot. In actual fact, I think I'm quite anti a lot of what goes on in that world, to be honest.
Okay, but here you are again with your over-the-top wokeness that I just cannot deal with today.
What do you mean?
What are you anti in the art world?
It's just unbelievably pretentious, isn't it?
It takes one to know one.
Look, the art world is quite pretentious. That's just a fact.
What, define pretentious quickly.
Just an inflated sense of one's own importance.
I think as a gay person, I have a sense of self-importance, but that's more like self-preservation. It's just that other people could see it as self-importance. Does that make any sense? I don't think I'm amazing, but I will act like I am to protect myself from people who don't think that, aka myself. Wow, that was a lot. I'm going to have to tap back 15 to understand that myself. I have no idea what I just meant.
I wrote this poem.
Right.
About going to an art gallery, because I guess that was the brief.
You were given a brief. That is a pretentious
why is that
thing
funny?
To say as well. It would never have been called
why
a brief.
Why would you say it?
Hi, I'm Dan Hudson.
Okay,
I'm a podcaster
project.
And a poet, but not pretentious in any way.
Shade.
So Tom Foolery is this poet. He's amazing. And he went viral recently with this poem, The Great Realization, which I did want to play a clip of, but it doesn't really do it justice. So you got to go online and watch it on YouTube. And actually, 6.5 million people have already done that.
And he's here on the podcast today to premiere his follow-up poem, which is called Never Have I Ever. It's Tom Foolery.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So as well as premiering Tom Foolery's new poem today, we're also going to premiere Dan's poem. On the podcast, and professional poet and viral sensation Tom Foolery is going to review the poem honestly on the podcast.
That sounds like a treat.
Right, I've got this poem from Dan. It's called The Art Gallery. I imagine this was released a good 20 years ago. It's from Daniel Hudson, aged 10. Walking silently down polished grey aisles, beautiful flowers arranged neatly in elegant pots, passing by thousands of canvases, carefully observing each one. Every thought disappears, all eyes are glued to a portrait. Travelling through history, that is what I'm doing. I look at sunflowers and I try to imagine how Van Gogh must have felt when he painted this masterpiece, using layers of brushstrokes to produce one of the most famous pictures of all. I turn away from the troubled genius. Wow, the fact that you knew that, that's good. I turn away from the troubled genius and slowly retreat into reality. As I walk down the aisles, questions are burning inside my head. Questions I would love to ask people if only they were alive.
Wow, that is so dark.
Okay. Over to Tom Foolery.
Yeah, no, legit. It's so cool that you sat down to write that. I don't know if you
don't shut up.
I don't know if I don't know if it was a school project or something, but
damn by faint praise there.
Did you not hear the sincerity in my voice?
It's so good that you did that.
Well, I was surprised that none of it rhymed.
Poems don't have to rhyme, James.
Yeah,
come on.
I know, but I never understood that at school. Can you explain why they don't have to rhyme? Either of you, because you're both poets.
Yeah, because the world doesn't rhyme inherently, does it?
You've got us with that one. I don't think there's coming back from that. The world doesn't rhyme, James.
I'm waiting for the piss taking to sort of begin, but it hasn't begun yet. So are you like building it all up or something? It's really unsettling, actually, because I know that it's shit. Tom knows that it's shit, but he's not going to say that. And you know that it's shit. But yet you just
thought...
I don't
think it's shit. No, I really don't. I'm sorry. I think it's all right, actually. I'm quite impressed.
Oh, good one. Right, well...
I think that's amazing. Are you planning on hosting a recital at some point?
No.
Can we expect a Dan Hudson poetry tour hitting Edinburgh Fringe 2021?
No.
Well, I mean, I've got other plans.
Two two unlikely friends take on the world.
So one of the things we've learned on this podcast, I guess, is that being an ally and having allies around us is one of the most important things for LGBTQ plus people to thrive and survive, because without allies, we're just talking to ourselves, and allies allow us to not just come out, but to come in. They allow us to be visible and treated equally, because it's a different person's voice speaking up for us. And that's one of the reasons that this podcast, I think, has helped me as a gay person, and I hope it has you too.
And Tom Foolery's new poem hits that
feeling perfectly.
Tom, tell us where this came from.
It was Pride Month, and I thought that I'd really like to write something for Pride Month. I wrote something, and I didn't actually think that I was doing anything particularly interesting or revelatory. And I think if ever you feel that way, you shouldn't just put something out just to contribute to the noise that is the internet. And then manager Alex asked me to watch Disclosure, which is a documentary. That blew me away. I was like, wow, you know, wow. And then I rewatched Paris is Burning. And then also the Black Lives Matter movement was going on, and it got me thinking a lot as well about your place in the world as a straight white male, and whether actually you should weigh in on these conversations, or whether maybe it's time you should just shut up for a little bit and have a listen. And so I was thinking about all those things, and then I ended up writing this.
Here is the world exclusive first performance of Tom Foolery's brand new poem, Never Have I Ever. We'll see you next week.
Have you ever played Never Have I Ever? It's a special sort of game. It's often pulled out at parties, and the claims are all the same. You find out who's in the Mile High Club or who's done something gross. Well, I want to play that game with you now, but I got slightly different boasts. Never have I ever been made to feel guilty for who I love. Never have I had to hide my sexuality like a secret to be ashamed of. Never have I been being myself and been told, you probably should tone it down. Never have I had to plead my case to be referred to by a preferred pronoun. Never have I felt like I don't belong in my own skin and had folks who haven't met me making sure that I can't win. Never have I had to live with a constant threat of violence because I wanted to celebrate my difference, and for that you must be tireless. Never have I ever been subjected to stop and search, and when I'm out, if I see police, I never think that I'll get hurt. Never have I ever been worried when walking home alone at night or had keys between my fingers like I'm ready for that fight. Never have I been forced to see myself in films that make it seem like the characteristics that define me make me a menace to the screen. Never have I extended a hand of friendship and been met by a fierce fist. Never have I had laws passed that pretend I don't exist. All these things should be universal, so it's a bitter pill to swallow when you know how few can say them too, so my claims start feeling hollow. Never have I ever been so saddened that it's the case that these claims are the preserve of straight white men and not all the human race. And look, so if perchance I have offended, think but this and all is mended. This poem celebrates our differences. So if you're in doubt, thanks for stopping by, but close the door on your way out.
Support a gay and a non-gay at gaynongay.com/donate.